This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, it's me, it's Hozier, it's Feist, but we're still waiting on Mraz. And looking around, he hasn't shown up, but finally I just go like, hey, can you just seat us? And they go, oh no, we can't seat you unless there's a full party here. And I take out one of those noisemakers, blow it a minute.
Yeah.
And I blow it right in his face and I go, is that a full party for you? And Feist was laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bet, that seems like something that would upset Hozier.
Hozier did
a scary
not.
Noise.
Yes, he got so spooked, and he actually, when I turn around, he's hiding under the table.
Yeah.
And so I did have to coax him out with some treatsies. I had some little, these like peanut butter cookies.
If you tell him that church is somewhere, if you say like church is at the table.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, then, I did say, yes, we had told him that church was in the other room, and so he was like, oh, well, take me to that, you know?
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Yes, yes, y'all.
What up, what up? I'm a little baby. And that's a new spin on what up, what up, and it's what if a little baby was saying it. So have fun with that, everyone who listens to it.
Last week, we were talking about our pilot. We're still very excited. Everyone involved is very
maybe even more excited.
Excited about the project. We had our table read this week, which is it's always very...
So informative.
Yes.
You know, because then when you actually get the actors in the room together and put it
now
up on
now it's real,
feet,
you say. Oh, yes. Now it's real. People are actually reading this thing. Like, now it's for real.
Because before it was just a little imagination drips of ours that had splashed onto a piece of paper, and I can't believe anyone's even reading this stuff.
A table read is, it's not you reading a table.
No, especially if you're an Earwolf listener, I understand you think that tables all have writing on them.
Yes.
And,
or in your house, if you try to read the table, it's got coaster rings. And you think that they're not using a coaster, it's got water rings on it.
You think it just says, ooh.
You think it says, ooh, and you think your table's a ghost. You get upset.
Mm-hmm.
This is, people sit around the table, and they read the script.
Yes, that's
right. Table, sit around, read the script.
Yes, so what they're reading is not the actual table. And the actors are doing the script reading, and all the executives and the money guys are in there and saying, oh, this is good, but this could be better. And you get great feedback that way.
Mm-hmm. We are making a few changes to the project, which always happens. It's expected that this is just part of it.
That's the purpose of the table read, is to see what's not working and what needs to change.
If you recall, the project was initially about the dress that people didn't know the color.
Yes, it was whites and golds. It was, you know, families combining, and it was about that famous dress that we all loved. Mm-hmm.
And it was originally known as Baby Grandpa before that because my son, Carper, was playing this baby who was also the main guy's grandpa. It's played by Roseanne Barr. They're backing off of the
baby aspect of it has been minimized, if not eliminated. And the grandpa aspect of it has also been greatly reduced, if not eliminated. So they're backing off that side of it, and I see that instinct, especially because the dress is so popular, and that just seems so much more now than a baby or a grandpa.
They wanted to put the dress as like the forward and have that be sort of the central conceit of it.
Front and center. And it's not that the baby grandpa stuff wasn't funny, because it is, like, to have a baby telling you World War II stories. That's great. But it wasn't right for this show, and we see that now. And so the baby's out.
We ended up not getting the dress as well.
We should say that. Now, we don't have the rights legally to show the dress. It's trademarked, and so so you would think, oh, well, then we'll go back to the baby grandpa thing. No, that's off the table now. So what we are doing is we are showing something that does appear to be two different colors.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be a dress, because that's obviously legally very sticky.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be something from nature.
Yes.
So, which you can't copyright. This is a little secret. Like, you can take anything from the woods and just use it in a show.
Right. You might be thinking, can't you just make it a tennis skirt or some other item of clothing? Mm-hmm. And the answer is definitely no. And we talked about that. So a lot of what Hayes and I have been doing this week is just going out in the woods and picking up different rocks and sticks and things and seeing if we'd be taking pictures with our phones and seeing if they kind of can look like different colors and shadows or something.
And just until we find the perfect rock for the table read, we had
Or stick.
Oh, yes, sure. Just for the table read purposes, we had engineer Cody just lie down and go to sleep on the table to kind of be, to just be a placeholder. This was not what we expected. The network likes him.
Yes. And Cody is, in fact, from nature. He's naturally occurring. I mean, he's not. So at any rate, and we've gone through a bunch of Life Ride stuff with Cody already for Engineer Cody Boy, our movie. So, yeah, I mean, he's going to be the primary aspect of the pilot moving forward, which we hope isn't going to be a problem. And Roseanne has since moved away from the project.
She's exited the project.
Yes. Yeah. The PETA guy from Hungry Games.
The table read, we had some issues with him. He was calling in from Bosnia, which we knew. He was shooting something over there.
But a movie.
We ended up getting this operator, like a Bosnian phone operator, who we kind of couldn't like get past. So we were having him just do the part in place of PETA from Hungry Games for
magic.
A while. Yes. And so that worked so well. It's hard to imagine what it would be if we stuck with PETA from Hungry Games. So now it's this Bosnian phone operator.
Hiddleston is still involved, but he is going to be operating
Mr.
the camera.
Hiddleston. He prefers to be called Mr.
Sorry,
Hiddleston.
Mr. Hiddleston, and I keep doing that. He's going to be operating the camera, and we've actually got this really exciting kid replacing him, who is Jen Salke's nephew. She's like the number two executive at NBC, right under Greenblatt. And so she has this really cool nephew who she just thought would be perfect for it. And I couldn't agree more. And Jen, if you're listening, he is a dream and a total charmer and better than Hiddleston, Mr. Hiddleston, just like what you said. So right as of right now, the cast is Engineer Cody Boy as the dress, sort of just sleeping on a table, and we can sort of make him look however we want. And then the baby's gone, Carper.
Yeah, the baby's no longer.
Do you want to talk about that?
I don't know where he is. Ever since that table, you know, I left the table read. And there was some discussion I had had with Brooke that she would be driving him home. But as far as I know, she didn't pick him up. And since this was, what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him. I don't know if he's upset, because this could have been like a big opportunity for him. You hate to have like family stuff get in. I don't know if he's mad at me or what, but I haven't heard from this baby at all.
That wouldn't be fair. I mean, he was there and he saw that not everything was playing, and you know, not his fault entirely.
Would he have preferred, because like 2 weeks ago, none of this was happening at all.
Yeah.
So would he have preferred just like nothing to happen?
Yeah, I mean, the visibility that he got and to read in front of all those execs, it can only lead to good things down the line. So anyway, the show, obviously, no longer called Whites and Golds, no longer called Baby Grandpa. Mm-hmm. It is Untitled Engineer Cody Boy Project. We love it, and we can't wait to start filming, and we're going in production very soon. So wish us luck, and good luck to all you at home who are listening with all your dreams.
Is this exciting for you?
Yes, Cody. Do you want to talk about, I mean...
You barely said anything since you were asleep when they told you that when they told us that they wanted you to star in the project. Did you know about this? Did we even tell you?
I did. My agent spoke with them. I'm just a little disappointed that it's not a union gig. I figured.
Well, it's union for the actors, the writers, and the directors, but you don't really fit any of those categories.
Yeah. Right. The sound engineer's union is not part of this.
Well, it's the 695 and we're pretty strong, but for some reason, you know, I want to play ball with you guys. I'll go to bat, but I was a little disappointed about that. So if we can make it up in different ways, I'm open to ideas, suggestions.
And he's doing the lascivious sort of
lip lick,
finger hand gesture with his
combined with
his mouth.
Tantalizing lip lick.
And it's
now he's taking a big lug of what looks like dirt milk.
It's not chocolate milk, but it is brown, and so I think dirt milk might be right.
It's coffee.
Well, so it just can't be. And
that
Cody,
is kind
if you
of
could take a picture of it.
And if you think about it, it is kind of coffee is something of a dirt milk.
Please don't pull an Engineer Sam and not take a picture of your drink that we're making fun of, because that really upset me when that happened. Please be a good little engineer.
He had such
Cody
a
boy.
Funny drink that he was drinking.
He was drinking pizza sauce, and we all remember how funny that was. And only I got to see it now, and so what a terrible tragedy for all of time. And so make sure you get a drink of your dirt milk.
Okay, we can do that.
There's a fun, funny guest coming in today. Shelby Farrow has been on the show before. To talk about youth culture, and I guess we'll probably do some of that again. And I think she's a TV writing show job.
I don't know.
She's probably going to want to talk about that.
I don't know.
It is on Hollywood Handbook. So I get off the plane with Luke Wilson, and you know how you get to the plane and then you walk to the bag part?
No.
You just walk to the part where the bags are going. And I'm walking.
Why?
And suddenly I'm sliding. I'm like sliding forward. So I get down on all fours until it's like over.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it does like start. It kind of dumps me off into a part where I'm not sliding anymore. It's called a moving sidewalk.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't understand this bag thing.
Well, that's interesting, too, because then they have another moving sidewalk for just the bags.
Okay.
Can you even picture this? I saw it. When I first saw it and actually took it in, my brain didn't understand what was going on. Because it's supposed to be, the sidewalk's supposed to be standing still.
Mm-hmm.
But when you step on this thing, it's like a magic carpet that's like moving you along.
That's not a sidewalk, then.
No, that's what I said.
It's a... A slide walk, or I mean,
it's
that's,
a slide
I mean,
walk. No, it is. That's what it is. It's a slide walk.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Just please take me back to the bag part. What do you mean you go to where the bags go?
There's a circle of bags. Okay, so
you're bringing bags like where you fly.
Well, in this case, well, I was traveling with Luke.
Okay, and Luke has that rucksack.
He has Andrew. In like a little crate.
In a rucksack of some kind. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a crate now?
Now it's a crate. He's crate trained.
That's better.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking button, dropping names in the red carpet, lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
And what up? And so
that's a tough
like
guy.
Yeah, I guess so. sort of a blue-collar gentleman saying, what up, what up? And what do you think about that idea, Shelby Farrow?
Shelby Farrow, welcome back.
How are you guys?
To the show, and you did the show one time.
So good to have you back, and people have been saying they liked your episode, and I've been trying to get to the bottom of why, and so we brought you back in. Maybe we'll crack it.
Because I listened to it, and I'm like, was that good?
Yeah.
And I guess so.
Well, I guess people liked it, but when I listen to it, I go, I don't get it. And what do you think happened?
I mean, I thought I was, like, very approachable.
People love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to be able to approach, yeah. Uh-huh. Like they want you to be a person, yeah.
Yeah. You guys are like gods sometimes.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just...
People hate that.
Too big.
People hate when I'm being, like, a god.
People really like God, though. I'm sorry to sidetrack it, but a lot of people really like that guy.
It is a double standard.
So it's like, then if I'm being like that guy, shouldn't you like me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you got to think of like the Dawkins in the world.
Doctors?
The Dawkins.
Are you trying to say doctors?
Dockers.
Doctors.
Dockers. Mm-hmm. Wrinkle-free cotton dockers.
Sure. Those two.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? The Gervais. You're never going to get a Gervais vote.
Gervais. Can I just say?
Oh, Derek.
Yes. Yeah. She's talking about Derek.
Comedy Derek.
Oh.
I love how with him, there are no sacred cows. His comedy is a veritable slaughterhouse. I love it.
Yeah, so because so many people are walking on eggshells around ideas like saying that a religion or saying that even politicians or something, mm-hmm. but he will just really dig in there with his stethoscope and his machines and really say what he sees.
Mm-hmm. No, he'll knock your president's shrine right over.
Mm-hmm. He said he would murder God.
Yes, he said that he would murder him, and he said how too, didn't
really?
He?
Mm-hmm. He would when God was sleeping, he would use like a little pillow and just hold it down over God's face.
Just a very small pillow.
A little one, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Shelby, what's going on? What's happening? What's the busy stuff?
Oh, so many things are happening for me.
You're working on the new show.
Yeah, I just finished at a show.
Doing the show and ready, and we'll all say it. 2, 3, and
outer
trading spaces. Oh, you're doing Robot Chicken?
I am. I just finished.
Now, what is that? Why would a chicken be a robot? Because it can't lay real eggs. Are the eggs metal?
Well, have you seen the title sequence of the show? They sort of explain the whole thesis.
Yeah, they catch you up.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that my DVR has been cutting off that part of it.
Well, then you're going to be lost.
Yeah, I feel like I'm dropped in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Is Seth Green doing funny stuff around there?
He's a delight. It's constant bits. Pops him in and out.
What kinds of funny stuff does he do? Darth Vader and stuff?
One time he got the intern to duck behind my legs and he pushed me over.
Oh.
And that was fun.
You bunk your noggin or?
A little. I ended up going to the hospital that day, but we laughed the whole way.
Shelby, this other show you're working on, are you done with this as well?
Mm-hmm.
The space show?
Yes.
What's happening?
We were thinking of the space show. We didn't know about Robot Chicken.
Well, you guys don't talk to me.
A lot of science stuff in your work.
Yes.
I'm very smart.
What is happening with that show? I'm so interested in it because it's new style.
Yeah, you know, it's going to come out on Yahoo,
which
is sort of like the new frontier.
And I have a question about
space.
That, actually. Are the characters acknowledging the search bar in the middle of the screen?
That's there the entire time.
Yes. Or do they like duck around it?
Well, to be honest.
Or is it like.
Are they interacting with it in some way? Like, are they asking it questions and then it, you know, very quickly and efficiently brings them to some sources for their answer?
It's kind of like. I don't want to give too much away, but you know Oculus Rift?
Yes.
You know that.
The Transformer,
yeah. Yeah. Like the 3D experience of it. It's sort of like
he's one of the mean Transformers.
No, he's the good one.
He's the
he's the main good one.
Well, but the main good one is kind of mean to the other good ones because he has to be a
leader.
He's
the boss. That's right. Yes. So that is what you're thinking of.
So yeah. So go ahead.
Exactly.
Keep going. It's like that.
How is that like it?
Look, it's just sort of like we're trying to create a 4 to 5D experience with it.
Okay.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, that is the new dimension, is asking it questions.
Yeah, asking it questions, you get responses, you get like a little clock in the corner that tells you what time it is. Like, check it a bunch.
The fourth dimension is time, the fifth dimension
is
asking questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, and then the sixth dimension is love. And isn't that a deep thing that maybe Interstellar sort of taught us?
Sure, but don't take that away from your own quote just now.
Oh, yeah, but I have to give all homage to Nolan, and the guy has his stuff screwed on right, and thank goodness, and I didn't like that Memento because it really didn't make sense, but everything else he's done has been good.
Did you watch the title sequence of it?
Mm.
They really get everything out.
I only saw 7-8
they
minutes
build
of the center of it. Yeah.
Okay. They build robotic chicken in the title sequence of that one as
well.
It's
like a Grease thing where they introduce all the characters with fun little things and you sort of you're like, "Oh, I get this. I get it from the get-go."
Grease thing.
Yeah, you know, Grease.
Is that an Italian slur?
Hey.
Hey, is that an Italian slur?
Sometimes.
So, okay. If I'm watching the show.
Sure, which one? Which of my many?
The space.
Got it.
Love and Other Space.
Yes.
And if I
Spaceman's
get and a Yahoo email, do the characters tell me? Do they stop what they're doing and do they read it to me?
Yeah. See, it's hard because that's a setting thing that you will have to turn off and people don't know that they can. Like, we shot hours of extra footage for that, and no one gets that.
Just all the different email words. Yeah.
Literally any email you get, they can read it to you if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm scared people won't get that.
Yeah.
Here's a good question. Yahoo owns Rocket Mail too. Doesn't that make more sense for space? To put it on Rocket Mail?
I didn't think that I would be attacked with gotcha journalism here.
Okay, okay. But you are.
You fucking got me, Sean. What do you want?
Yeah, okay. Well, no, now that you admitted it, I actually am okay with everything.
Thank you.
Sometimes I do Yahoo Fantasy Sports and I pretend that I'm a coaching the team. Now, if I'm doing that and then I'm watching the show,
yes.
Is the show going to be like, hey, Lawrence Taylor's hurt or something like that?
No, but they will, if an important part's happening in the sports game, they will freeze until the play's over so that you can go back and watch it without feeling like you're torn.
This is a good show.
It's really, it took years. It took years.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
How old are you now?
I'm 14. I'm 21, guys.
Hmm. You like being young?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best, huh?
I'm wearing running shorts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, because at any time I'm so spry, I might just spring up and just go for a run.
If I have a new project, I'm just gonna head over.
Yeah, and even we could ride our skateboards, couldn't we, Shelby?
Yeah, easily. I didn't know you picked it back up.
It fell on the ground.
The last time I was with Shelby, my skateboard fell on the ground.
And you just, you ran away. It was very bizarre.
I couldn't bend to get it. And so what I was doing was I had grabbed a broomstick and
hoping to kind of pierce it.
Well, no, that was my initial thing, was I wanted to go straight through it. But then I did find sort of a bunch of pencils that I taped together to sort of try to chopstick it up.
Okay.
You know?
So one chopstick is the broomstick.
Yes.
And the other is?
A lot of pencils taped together. And so I was trying to sort of make a form a claw or something and lift it.
And I will say, I did offer to just bend down and pick it up for you at the time, and I'm impressed.
Don't need your charity. I'll get it myself. And as we've found out, I ultimately did.
Yeah. That was a great, what was that, spring of 2010?
I'm trying to think. What was I listening to at the time? My memories are so associated with music. Do you guys find that? Hey,
music
Shelby?
Is the strongest anti to memory. Yeah.
So what would that be? Dashboard Confessional?
Something that is tripping me out lately is...
Oh, it would think it was... go ahead. Yeah.
Music is invisible. It is something we all know and like, but it is not to be seen if you think about it.
Have you told other people that?
It's been tripping me out.
Dude, you know what I trip out on? And this will really trip you guys out if you ever like really think about it. Is everybody singing all that music is used to be babies.
And then they get bigger.
But that's not the point, Shelby, is like that guy singing that like was a baby.
No matter what.
So like
no matter what.
Yes. 100% of the time.
He could be Benjamin Buttoning. That's not like let's not put too much on other people.
That's a movie.
What? It's a real thing though.
Okay, well, I can't speak to whether that's true or not.
Guys, my sister's like in medical school. She would tell me. I bring this up a lot around a lot of people.
It's not so okay. So, but not all movies is based on real life. Mm-hmm. There's only actually a couple: Hugo, Training Day,
which they wanted to
Fresh
call
Prince,
they
which almost, was a TV show.
They almost called Hugo that because of all the trains.
What was mm-hmm. Hugo based on?
What was it based on? It was based on
Hugo the boy.
It was based on a young Hugo Boss and sort of his adventures.
And he lives in the train station, and sort of every day is something of a training day for
before
him.
He became a Nazi or whatever. So anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, freaking Led Zeppelin was babies. Think about that when you're listening to that. Jeez, Olu. I mean, that'll freak your bean. You talk about freaking your bean.
I mean, the point of this seems to me to be you never know when someone's a baby or even like a fetus that they could be making very good music. So to like, you know, just be like
invisible music to speak to your point.
Yes. Sure. And so to be like snuffing out a baby that could be famous.
Is a crime.
It seems crazy to me.
But also, like, how much music do we need? There's a lot.
We have too much.
I do remember what I was listening to when I dropped my skateboard, mm-hmm. and it was, in fact, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And so I think, yes, it probably was around 2010. you know, when we were in our skate swing phase. Now, do you want to speak on that?
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy or our skate swing phase?
Any of it. I'm going to drink some water.
Or something else.
Glug, 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 glug.
You're so emotive. I can't hear it all. What? I mean, to be really honest with you guys, I've been thinking about quitting comedy and showbiz.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking, not joking.
I've been thinking about you doing that as well.
Yeah, I know. I know if you told me a lot. But I actually truly don't know what I would do if I stopped, but I think I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
I have no contingency plan.
I'm that way with breathing. You know what I mean?
I know. Art for you is just a part of you.
Yeah. Well, and if it's a choice for you, I always say, if you chose to get into this, then get out the game because there's somebody like me who just – it's in my fucking DNA.
What trips me out, but what you just said, is art – is a part of part. It's the end of it. It's the end of it.
Then what's the first P stand for?
I don't want to say. It's rude.
Okay, that's so fair. An art.
It's a
all
rude,
right,
it's a very rude
an
word.
Art is in heart. And DNA is and backwards. So when you really think about it.
Art is.
I just am art, and that's that.
Heart and part.
Shelby, you're healthy.
Yeah.
And you're young.
Yeah.
And so when we get together, young guys, we like to partake sometimes of substances.
Yes, we get a little crazy, and we're in the know, and we're on the bleeding edge of all this stuff.
Yeah. So I brought something that I felt like we could just do during the, like, you know how Doug Benson does his
experimentation with some of his stuff.
Partake of something. Yeah, so
well, yes, that
the
oh my god.
I brought some
and
of these.
Hayes is showing us all.
What is it?
It's a pack of cigarettes.
Yes, I did. So I thought we could do some of these.
Hey, and it's Parliament brand, which is very European and very hip.
During the show.
I'm going to be honest.
Which one do you want?
I don't do a ton of cigarettes anymore.
Yes. It'll be fun.
Do you have like half of a cig?
It'll be fun. Yeah, you can take half. You can take half. I'll take the other half, actually.
Yes, we'll split them.
So you take one.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And you take one.
What is it, sativa?
And you can show us maybe how to do it. It'd be fun, I think, if you kind of...
Yes, you do it first. We know how to do it, but you do it first, and then we'll do it.
Lead us through.
Because I know you unwrap it at the first...
Well, you can if you want to change it.
Because you want to get to the inside, which is where the good part is.
Sure, you want that mostly in your body.
And you put it in your mouth, and I think that, you know, once you've done that, you're really having a good cigarette.
It's too wide to, see, look at what John, it's too wide to go in.
No, you can't.
Width-wise.
Sometimes yes. I'll take an apple. And I'll carve a hole into one side and a hole into the other.
And oh,
I'll
and it put, pretend it's
I'll
a worm.
Put the cigarette
it
into
can pretend
it.
It's yes. a worm.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
it's
wow,
very
that's
fun.
Really fun.
It's very fun.
Which part do you just put on the end of your tongue?
You look. You want to get a little bit of the paper.
Okay.
You're supposed
to ingest. Well, are you trying to?
That's good.
Are you trying to dip? Just pack it in your lip.
You can just
soak it in water.
Okay.
And pack it right
and
in.
You can rub it on your gums too, right?
Look.
Oh, that tastes so nice.
If you want,
I'm loving.
You can inject it. I'm gonna be honest. Mm. You
I'm loving the rush and the feeling from it, and these ones have the recessed filter, and it feels like you're on recess and you're just a kid again, and which we are young already, and you can keep stuff in it too.
Mm.
I'll keep it just in my mouth.
And I keep, mm-hmm. I'll keep
it's almost all the way in.
I just, keep my keys just, in the filter.
That's so that it doesn't drop out. And so I can guarantee I'll get maybe 10 seconds of it just looking really cool like this.
Yes.
And that's how you just go through a pack. I was going through a pack a day, you guys.
What?
Because you just got to be cool all the time. You just want to be so, so cool.
That looks good the way Sean's doing it.
It got good.
And yeah. You just like look out into the skyline and you just go, wow, this is
it's all the way in.
You just sort of let it go.
Can you believe doing cigarettes ever even almost went out of fashion? Because we all are so cosmopolitan.
Because the government. And what they don't tell you is that George Washington, yeah, just spit that out in the trash. Or Cody,
sorry,
hold out
usually,
your hand.
Usually I'd swallow. It's just sort of like, I'm trying to quit. I don't want to get
it. George Washington grew a cigarette.
Oh, yes. And Martha finished it with him.
And then he chopped it down.
And that mm-hmm. was how relationships often started back then.
Yeah.
And in our country. So I do think that the government doesn't want us to be having these cigarettes and having fun as young people, but at the same time, people can see how fun and how cool. And I think we're all being funnier now that we are having cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I feel like I can relate more to you guys. I feel like I want to look up to you more. Mm-hmm. I know,
and
that
it's a side of like that you don't normally see on like a podcast that is danger.
No, not anymore.
Yes, and just the concept of doing a cigarette and talking about smoking is so funny. And I see that with so many of the truly great comedians as they talk about smoking.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because you can't technically smoke in clubs anymore. So I've seen some just play videos of them smoking behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Just to really get the full effect.
That's as good.
It's cool.
I like that more.
I'm trying. Well, how you guys into vape life? I'm sort of living the vape life.
Oh, wow. Now, tell me more about it. I know what it is, but for Hayes and for Engineer Cody, who don't.
No, I know you get it. It's sort of like smoking to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's like, but more.
Like yeah. My skateboard.
Exactly. Yes. Sean, get it sometimes.
Smoking with like a bigger thing.
It's bigger. It's more cumbersome. It lights up. So it's like, mm-hmm. Hey, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really smoking over here.
So you can see if it's dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's like, what? A tiny little fire on the end of your cigarette?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
If it falls on the ground, you'd lose it in the dark.
I want a fucking bright strobing light to let people know,
mm-hmm.
Hey, It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And you can see sometimes far away in the sky those like big rotating like vape lights.
Yes.
So if you want to find another guy who's vaping, you just follow the big light.
It's like a bat signal.
And part of what I found is a new piece of the cigarette.
Oh.
And so
Sean did discover a new piece. Look.
And so imagine what I could do with this if I want to stick it in my ass or anything like that.
To really
And I'm that fucked up, you know, that I just like, if that's going to get it in my bloodstream faster, fine. I'll stick this weird
anything up my ass.
Cottony part. I'll shove the it up my ass.
Oh, popcorn gallery started. Now, we want to do a thing that's a little different with this popcorn gallery, but here's what we normally do. Most of the time, people send in the question. We pull it on to the show. The question is read. You, and being the guest, you answer the question for us.
Got it.
That's the way normal.
Oh, we're not. You explained
that's the way normal. But with you, it's a little different because we noticed something, Shelby. We noticed a little something.
And this is to be helpful to you, and please don't take it as too offensive.
It sounds like I'm already taking it that way.
You're on Twitter.
Go on.
Famous. A lot of friends on there. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Friends, fans.
I get driven to the airport every day, even if I'm not going anywhere.
We've noticed you write a funny. You do a funny on there, right?
Go on.
Uh-huh.
And then people respond to you.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you don't notice.
It's just, you know, sometimes when you just get flooded with audience engagement.
This is your fans reaching out to you, screaming.
And a lot of them are in the form of questions, inviting responses to you.
But if you're
you missing them?
If you're standing on the beach getting hit by the ocean, you just want to enjoy it. You don't want to pick out every little salt crystal and drop and respond to it.
I don't know how to deal with this metaphor. I don't think anyone's asking you to pick out the salt crystals.
From the ocean. They're just asking you to answer direct questions.
And they're direct questions.
Sometimes.
And sometimes there are, I'm looking at it here, sometimes there aren't that many.
Yeah, there's only a few sometimes, or they're just, sometimes they actually have a better take on your joke. And I think that in those cases, you should probably retweet them or just rewrite the joke to be what they did. But
I will say occasionally I will DM people to delete their tweets because there's too many and I don't want that to be cumbersome for their friends.
Oh, so you
family.
Just leave the good ones here.
Yeah, I let them, I DM questions. Them like, yes. Hey, leave your question up. It was totally really legitimate.
Well, we're going to give you an opportunity to sort of
to follow up on some up of the questions them. That you've missed. So we'll take a tweet of yours. It's funny.
Just
and then,
any tweet and any funny that you've done. And then,
people have responded to that with questions. And now you can answer them on our show.
Okay, that's fair. That feels like a fair platform.
So we hope you like it.
So you tweet yesterday. It's crazy how many periods we're expected to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that mean?
You know, ladies, we got like, 40 years of bleeding?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like a lot to me.
It was a fresh observation.
It hit me like the baby thing, you know.
It tripped you out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It really stressed me out.
Yeah, I trip out on stuff like that sometimes.
And so that's sort of the foundational thought.
Sure.
And then someone responds to you.
Yes.
This is a Jamie Patton responds. Are we talking?
Wait, what's her at?
At Jamie SP.
Okay.
So a friend of yours.
Thank you. What's her little picture look
Daria.
Like?
Daria.
Got it.
And she responds, are we talking menstrual, full stops, or Jurassic? And so now that's a question for you. And now what you do is you respond to the question, ideally with another funny thing.
Yes.
That kind of keeps the process going. The idea is to keep the back and forth going for as long as possible.
Really tie them up in their engagement with mm-hmm. me to keep them a fan.
Yes.
Should we have reached into the popcorn bag for that question?
Yeah, let's do it. But this is like an electronic version, I guess.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Well, you can bring out the physical if you want. Well, I don't need time.
No, this is like a cyber
popcorn.
This is, yes, we had Mark record one where he's being a robot, and engineer Cody helped him with it. gotten the wires and helped him.
Do you pay them or do they do all that for...
My friend Mark from high school?
Yeah.
Yes. He gets
to eat a lot of popcorn.
Yes, he's handsomely compensated popcorn-wise.
Okay. I feel like something for that, I almost want to be like...
Well, do we see? Well, let's take it out.
Let's see.
You're jumping the gun here, Shelby,
oh,
because
sorry,
we have
sorry.
To take
sorry.
It out of the
and we
bag.
Do have to take it out. And hang oh, on. God. Let me play the sound. It's Squirrel Nut Zippers CD. Okay, so I think what happened is Mark heard me talk about Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and he probably felt like Squirrel Nut Zippers aren't getting enough love, and so he wanted to get them referenced in the show and also to pull this electronic piece of popcorn out for you to it'd be a question for you.
It's crazy how good the Foley artistry was on that.
Yeah, well, for
it was
all
like
I know,
being in computer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, now you can... Are we talking menstrual, full stops, or Jurassic?
Well, that's hard because I'm not fully sure what she means by full stop.
Like a period punctuation-wise.
Oh, is that what they're called? Okay.
Yes. She wanted to use a different word.
Sure, instead
without
of
without saying period again.
And again, I think I would respond like, those my only options...
All right.
Like,
oh, so
then, come on, hit me with more.
Oh, that's good. And then she will follow up with
yes, because either
more.
Either
put
she
the
has
pressure
more,
on her,
that's good,
and
or,
you make her strive to be her greatest self,
exactly,
and come up with as many as possible. And that's what we're talking about: is inspiring your fans and lighting that fire under their ass to get out there and come up with more kinds of periods that there could be. And this is what's so great about you know the new social media and the digital revolution is we're. Able to communicate with these people and inspire them and drive them on, and she's gonna win a maybe gold medal for coming up with periods types of periods.
I'm sorry, Hayes, are you not moved?
No, I don't clap. It looks like it hurts.
Hayes, the pain is what shows your appreciation for other people.
So it that's what we're giving something of ourselves.
Hayes,
when we
can
do
I
that.
Get another smoke? I'm fiending for it.
Here.
I'm fiending for these things. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
ooh,
man.
I got to get my fix.
You can mush.
You got to slow down.
Mush two together.
Oh, the withdrawals. You can, yes, I might
there's a
need
little hole
to.
In the one end so you can put one inside the other.
Yes, that's what I'll try to do is get a sort of daisy chain effect.
I will say sometimes I like to put two and look like a walrus. And
oh,
people,
that gets
and that
you
way people laugh,
really,
they laugh.
Really messed.
Oh, I get fucked mm-hmm. up.
Should we get another one of these? We can use the same tweet. There are like 12 different responses to this that you
wow,
should probably deal with.
People love me.
Should we get another question out of the bag?
Yes, yes. Hold on. Let me just play the sound drop. Kukwagi. And what's in there? It's a smooth cigarette high. And okay, well, it looks like Mark's just as young as us, and he's doing cigarettes too.
So here's a response from Jake, at Jake from Gaffney.
Same question? Same
question, yeah.
Same question.
His response is... So you say it's crazy how many periods we're expected to deal with. And
yes.
He says, for real, I can hardly keep up with the Back to the Future, parentheses, BTTF timeline. Are we rebooting that?
Oh, that's not a bad one.
No, that's why I'm
that's actually,
telling you.
That's pretty good.
You should have responded.
But,
and so how would you respond to something like that? He's asking, he's sending it back to you saying like... Taking your original intention,
yes.
Now let's make it about Back to the Future, and now what do you do? Rebooting, is there any...
Well, you know, they're trying to do, you know, he's ponging it back to you, so you have to ping it back to him.
Well, it's hard because that feels like he's trying to do sort of like an improv move.
Yes.
When really Twitter is like a slam medium.
Well, you're supposed to do it fast.
You're not supposed to take time, but I feel like
you're supposed to respond really fast to these things.
The Back to the Future franchise. Well, if I laugh, do I have to respond with ha ha ha?
Oh,
or
that's
LOL.
That's good. That's a good start.
Does that give them too much?
I think
of
if
me?
You start with ha ha ha, and then you can get into like another joke.
Some sort of like hilarious quip back.
Yes.
Like, what would I say? How many periods are we expecting?
Andrew Cody.
Oh my God.
Andrew
so
Cody
cool.
boy.
Cody.
Oh, you twisted Andrew off Cody the end boy. Too.
Take a picture. He made a big spliff.
Oh, dude. Oh, hear those camera snaps.
Legendary spliff status. And this, and I'm so irie, mate.
Okay. So that's well, good. There's another. Let's do these rapid fire.
I never answer.
Oh, I thought it was just going to be ha ha ha.
No, I guess I'd be like, ha ha ha. There's not that many films, dude. It's not that hard to keep up with.
Oh, and then okay. maybe plug a brand. Like, yeah. isn't that a good way to just get mm-hmm. paid then, too?
Like, it's not like hashtags Transformers T5 mm-hmm. coming this August mm-hmm. by Michael Bay.
Yes, Opulus Riff.
Yes.
Let's do, okay, really quick responses, because this is how you're supposed to do them. You're supposed to get these and just be like, bam, joke back.
Zoom, and they go like, what's this machine,
joke, lady? Joke.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, so. It's crazy how many periods we're expected to deal with. Nicholas DG at N Deagle says,
and he pulled out the piece of salmon. So there you go.
So Nicholas says, that's a Picasso quote, word. Like periods. He did a lot of. Period.
I'd be like,
I have a good response for this one.
Nah, dog, it's a Shelby motherfucking Pharaoh. And then I would tweet some sort of picture along with that. Being
of like
Hello.
You as Picasso? Oh, okay.
And being aggressive. Mm,
you should stay on the theme, you know? Like, you should take what they give you, you know? So he says, like, that's a Picasso quote word. And you could be like,
he's doing
yeah,
a lot
like,
of the work.
And then you say, like,
yeah, Picasso had a terrible menstrual cycle.
What about this one? Like, yeah, I had a blue period the other day.
It was really pretty scary. Oh, Picasso runs all those tampon ads.
That's fine.
Is that too many?
That works.
I might be like, I use toilet paper for that because Picasso sound like kind of like he's saying that you're picking at your butt. So for me, I'm thinking this guy's already done a lot of the work. He has such a funny word in here. Mm-hmm. That I actually don't need to do anything to tweet back at him except just take that word and just say toilet paper.
I'm nervous because I have one more response, but that was so strong.
Yeah, well, go ahead and put yours out and maybe I'll even beat that one too.
Well, it's sort of like, yeah, it must have been hard when your vagina was on your forehead.
Oh!
Okay, you know, that's like an art
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because I went to school.
Cubes.
You improved it.
I don't know. Now.
Oh, the cigarettes, man.
Well, they get to you and that's the price you pay for mm-hmm. just looking great and being one of the madmen, basically. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for coming on the show. And this is good for you as well to just like now let's everyone listen. If you follow Shelby, tweet a joke response to one of her jokes and she'll be a little better. Right?
Yeah.
About getting back to some of these things.
No, you're right. I was much funnier in my responses. I could be a lot. They're letting me be funnier.
Or even responding at all.
It's just a great opportunity.
And some of these people deserve a follow. And if you're funny enough, you will get a nice follow from
yes,
Shelby.
Yes, if you tweet a really funny response to one of Shelby's tweets, and this is moving forward to all you followers out there, she promises to follow you and probably start retweeting you.
If they tweet me their address... I'll show up, make a vine.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you guys can make a vine together.
Yeah.
And show up and, yeah, make
a 6-second piece of gold.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. like a baby. It's what you call like a baby.
Yeah, 6-second piece of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And who got the pro version this week?
A bear.
A bear got it. And so Shelby's going to turn you on to some cool new music, a bear, because we've been talking about all this music. And who's the youngest, coolest musician that a bear could listen to?
Do you mean literally a bear?
That's the name of the bear.
Got it. Okay. He's like a... All right. Okay, I got it. Oh, who's hip right now? Well, you know, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord's like, she's what, 14? Got a lot of hair.
Lorg?
Yeah, Lorg.
Got a lot of hair? That's what people like about her?
Yes.
She's Got a bunch of hair?
Voluminous hair. You guys, she was big on the charts.
Like us on Facebook, and please do talk to us on the forums. And just, you know, what else can they do, Hayes? Oh, iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes. Yeah, 5 stars.
And then while you're on iTunes, look at Lorg and all the, you know, the hair. And thanks for listening, and thanks for being our friend.
Say bye.
Oh, I have to say something else?
No, say goodbye.
Oh, bye.
You say goodbye.
And say a bear's name. They like
say,
when you...
Oh, yeah. He wants you to say his name.
Bye, a bear. Is that not great?
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.